Welcome to Hudson Valley Word of Mouth. I'm your host, Julia Jorn, and I live and work in Round Top in beautiful Greene County. Come along with me as I meander through the Hudson Valley, the Northern Catskills, the Capital Region, and beyond to interview the people behind the special spots and hidden gems that make our area of New York State and our collective community both distinct and diverse. You'll likely discover that you don't have to travel too far to pay them a visit. They may already be in your own backyard or just around the corner. And I'll bet their place might turn out to be that one certain destination you keep meaning to check out. So I'm here to remind you, put it on your list. Together we'll meet shop owners and small business owners, curators, designers, and artists, chefs, farmers, and culinary experts, and other creative entrepreneurs. We'll hear their own personal stories, learn about their unique offerings, and hit them up for their own local recommendations. Thanks for listening. Today I'm at home in Round Top thinking about the year ahead, but mostly thinking about what I'm looking forward to doing this winter season as we enter another round of COVID restrictions. And to that I say, get outside. Just get outside. Get some fresh air and experience the epic beauty of the Catskill Mountains. There's so many hikes to take, from the easy to the challenging. Where to begin? I like to keep it simple. One of my favorite walks in the woods is right here in my own backyard at Glen Falls House in Round Top. You don't have to be a guest of the resort to enjoy its grounds, which span well over 40 acres. On their property is access to three waterfalls: the namesake Glen Falls, the Bridal Veil, and Icebox Falls, which is tucked into a dense wooded area. I recently took a walk here with a friend who told me about something he learned while he was in Japan. In Japan, they practice something called forest bathing, or Shinrin Yoku. Shinrin in Japanese means forest, and Yoku means bath. So Shinrin Yoku means bathing in the forest atmosphere, or taking in the forest through our senses. We all know how good being in nature can make us feel. We've known it for centuries. The sounds of the forest, the scent of the trees, the sunlight playing through the leaves, the fresh, clean air. These things give us a sense of comfort. They ease our stress and worry, help us to relax and think more clearly. Being in nature can restore our mood, give us back our energy and vitality, refresh and rejuvenate us. But what exactly is this feeling that's so hard to put into words? This isn't exercise, it's not even hiking or jogging. It's simply being in nature, connecting with it through our senses of sight, hearing, taste, smell, and touch. Shinrin Yoku is like a bridge. By opening our senses, it bridges the gap between us and the natural world. Even a small amount of time in nature can have an impact on our health. A 1 or 2 hour forest bath will help you to unplug from technology and slow down. It will bring you into the present moment and de-stress and relax you. So how does one go about forest bathing? First, find a safe and familiar spot, like I did at Glen Falls House. Make sure you have left your phone and camera behind. You're going to be walking aimlessly and slowly. You don't need any devices. Let your body be your guide. Listen to where it wants to take you. Follow your nose. Take your time. It doesn't matter if you don't get anywhere. You're not going anywhere. You're savoring the sounds, the smells, the sights of nature, and letting the forest in. The key to unlocking the power of the forest is in the five senses. Let nature enter through your ears, eyes, nose, mouth, hands, and feet. Listen to the birds singing and the breeze rustling in the leaves of the trees. Look at the different greens of the trees and the sunlight filtering through the branches. Smell the fragrance of the forest and breathe in the natural aromatherapy. Taste the freshness of the air as you take deep breaths. Place your hands on the trunk of a tree. Dip your fingers or toes into a cold stream. Lie on the ground. Drink in the flavor of the forest and release your sense of calm. This is your sixth sense. It's a state of mind. Now you've connected with nature. Next up. For those who like a challenge and are a bit more goal-oriented and like to check things off your list, check out the Catskill 3500 Club. I was introduced to the Catskill 3500 Club by a friend who's a fairly serious hiker. The Catskill 3500 Club was founded in 1962, and it fosters an interest in hiking, specifically, obviously, in the Catskills. Membership is open to everyone who's climbed, on foot, each of the 33 Catskill peaks above 3,500 feet in elevation. If you go to their website, you'll find a schedule with guided hikes. You'll also find a list of the peaks, showing photographs of each peak, its elevation, a little history about each one, and what to expect on its trails. And if getting into that Catskill 3500 Club sounds like fun, or if you're one of those people who like bragging rights, then these are my three recommendations for local guides who can help you. First, upstate adventure guides. Next, hike on guides. And lastly, Rip Van Winkle adventure guides. These outfits also offer a range of options to get you moving, exploring, and immersed in the mountains. These incredibly knowledgeable, licensed guides know everything about being outdoors, from fishing to camping to snowshoeing, canoeing, kayaking, and more. They'll help you organize your outing and cover everything from family-friendly day hikes to long-distance multi-day backpacking excursions. They have programs for all ages, all skills, and can custom tailor any experience for you, whether it's you, by yourself, or a group. They also have classes and courses in things like how not to get lost. That would be a class I would need to take. How to read a map, how to use a compass for navigating, and how to smartly and safely plan a route. They'll teach you basic outdoor skills from how to efficiently pack your backpack, winter hiking safety, water safety, how to build a campfire, and even how to properly bushwhack through your journey if you're going off the beaten path. Have you heard of the Catskills Fire Tower Challenge? Historically, more than 100 towers, some built nearly a century ago, were used for early detection of forest fires throughout New York State because of their extensive views of the surrounding countryside. Today, 6 towers reside in Catskill Park and are maintained with assistance from a dedicated group of volunteers. Each are located on mountain summits and make for some of the best hiking destinations in the Catskills. Once you reach the summit, then climb the stairs of the towers themselves, you'll discover unparalleled 360-degree views of the surrounding park and mountains. So if you're a fairly experienced hiker, these should be in your reach. But if you want assistance, the local guides I mentioned can also help you climb all 6 of the Catskill Park towers: Balsam Lake Mountain, Hunter Mountain, Overlook Mountain, Red Hill, Upper Esopus, and Tremper Mountain. So whether you want to take a sweet little walk in the woods like I do, or if you hire an expert to help you get started, or someone just to keep you going, or if you're feeling more ambitious and want to join a hiking club, just remember, leave no trace. Whatever you bring in, make sure to bring out. See you on the hiking trail. Thanks for tuning in to Hudson Valley Word of Mouth. If you're interested in checking out an ongoing list of local recommendations, or if you have recommendations of your own to share, go to my Instagram at Roundtop Recommends or visit the Wave Farm website at wavefarm.org for the Hudson Valley Word of Mouth segment archives and how to reach me. Talk to you next time.